I'm joined by Malar Goran from the local coordination committee. Tell me what you thought, please.
Okay, I think Bashar al-Assad, till now, he's still living in denial about what's happening in Syria, and we can see the Syrian people immediately reply for his speech, and we already have more than 8 protests all in Homs, and now we expect that more cities and towns will join the protest today. We think today to be like the biggest night protest yet, because everybody felt upset. Bashar al-Assad, till now, he did not recognize that he are facing a rising in his country. He's still referring for protesters as terrorists and as criminal working for foreign agendas, and all of this like as the same day. He promises many reforms, but actually, and what's really funny about it, and I would say like this, talking about like the Bryce bill, we lost 1,300 martyrs for the price of diesel. People want to change this regime. They need freedom, they need democracy, and absolutely there is no middle option between democracy and dictatorship, and people of Syria will go to the end for this.
So what did you think of this concept of a national dialogue?
National dialogue. The problem is like Syrian people today, they do not have trust with this regime. The national dialogue, absolutely, it's not possible, because still and sitting on TV in front of 23 million Syrian people, and he's saying the people in the street are terrorists. So where is? How we can go to dialogue or to negotiation with someone who does not recognize us yet? They want to do everything just to calm the street, then crack down on us again.
And what did you think of his call for people to return to their villages, including people who fled to Turkey?
Okay, actually, he called people to go there, and but. He's not responsible by the act of the soldier, and he's all the time he promises something. Even like in the amnesty he issued, nobody of our friends went out. Many of our friends stay still in jail, and he said like people do not trust him. He said okay, they can go back and they will be saved, but people do not trust him. Many times he said, like, this Friday we are not going to open fire on protesters, and many people died Friday. So people do not trust him. We think that he's not really now, not, it's not the president.